Okay, that's amazing.
Okay, wonderful. Well, Maria, I want to thank you once again for being on the podcast this Sunday morning in Chicago. I feel like it's the perfect weather for the chat. Everything is beautiful. It's a beautiful fall. And I'm having my coffee. How about you? What's your morning drink?
Good morning. Yeah, a coffee too. I had it already.
You had your coffee.
Yes, I love
Wonderful.
coffee and I
Wonderful.
love the city of Chicago. It's my hometown, so
Okay.
I'm so happy to be here today.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, I would like to kick this off with very I think important and, like you said, fundamental topic of education. I consider myself as the product of education as well. And you have a very interesting perspective on it. When we started to talk about this, you highlighted that it's not just college education, it's something else. Do you want to share more about this?
Yes, I want to share that how important is education, but education different aspects, and it's made of a group of people, like the educators, the parents, the institutions, society. So, in order to have a good education, like in my case, I came here as an immigrant with only high school or part of high school in my country, Mexico. So I realized right away that I need more education in order to succeed in this country. First was to learn the language and also to educate myself about the society, the American society. What do I need to do? So teachers, educators were fundamental for me to learn the new language. In this case, my ELS teachers, English as a second language. So they teach us basics like how do you say your name, how to get to a place, how to get a bus, how to get the train, how to get addresses, basic stuff. So my teachers were a key to success in this country for me because they teach us how to develop in the new society in order to be good citizens. So that's, educations make good citizens.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you came to the United States, and you think about your English level of your English, were you a beginner? Did you speak any English, or you knew completely zero?
I was completely zero.
So no
Oh,
English.
okay. Or no English. The only word I knew was good morning and dog because somebody giving me a dog in Mexico. And the dog has already a name. And I asked what was the name of the little puppy. And they say dog. And I'm like, dog? Why dog? It says it's the name
Interesting.
for a dog in the United States for perro, which is in Spanish. So we call dog. And then that's. And good morning, because that person who gave me the dog, he speaks English, so he all every day he speaks to me in English, saying good morning, buenos días. He says good morning, so that was the two words. So I was
I
zero English when I started my ESL classes.
Interesting. And how many years did it take you to get to the point where you are today, sitting here today, podcasting and speaking fluent English?
I will say 15 years.
15 years. Interesting.
Yes, because I in the beginning I just take like a year and a half of in ESL until you get the basics really.
Right.
Then I have to start working more, so I couldn't keep taking my English class. But after like 2 years, I get back with like learn more how to really communicate with more. Good skills. So I take another, this time I just stay like for 2 years. So I almost finished my, ESL classes at college, as in one of the city colleges of Chicago. And then I went back to work, and this time I get a better job, you know, thank you to, you know, I improved my English skills. I was able to communicate over the phone with somebody. So I understand everything they were saying to me, like instructions of how to do your job. Or when you don't understand something, I was able to say, okay, I did not understand that. Can you repeat that? Or I was able to say that is not correct. And I can explain myself with real words. So that was probably like almost 7 years after I get here. Then, you know, a technology start getting into the life, the internet. So it started getting helping me, but I follow a lot of tips that teachers gave it to me. I remember one of my teachers says, listen to the radio.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to speak English, listen to the radio every morning. So he says, listen to the TV, listen to the radio, listen to music, the music you like, start listening. So my youngest sister was in high school by that time. So she started putting the radio in English. So I start catching up everything.
Yeah, I think this is a very universal advice from many professors across the globe. Because when you say this, I remember when I started to study my first English, then French. So I got the same advice, listen to the radio. It's just so powerful. It's very difficult in the beginning and you get frustrated that you don't understand everything, but eventually it helps you long term. And I'm so excited to hear what you are saying about all the milestones you went through. One of them, you said that I unfortunately wasn't able to continue my English classes because of the job. And this is what we see with adult learners across all the programs nationwide. Unfortunately, they have to stop their journey somewhere because they change the jobs, they get jobs, and so forth. But I am glad that you found opportunities to continue to learn English. And as a result, it brought you to the next level. And you said, I got a better job because my English improved. And this is what I would love to hear as an educator myself. And as a person, as a woman, right? Because I know better job you get, better life you get, right? You can provide better opportunities for your two lovely girls. And this is another thing you mentioned when we talked about education, education for your children, for your girls. Well, first of all, what language do you speak to them in the house?
In the house, we speak Spanish first, and then out of the house, we speak English and Spanish. So
okay.
That's I want them to be bilingual, and so they need to learn Spanish. Plus, her teacher at the school suggests me that do not stop teaching and speaking her Spanish, because that will help her a lot. So don't stop doing that. So keep, and she will get it.
That's true.
So that I will do it to both of them. Yes.
Yes. Being bilingual, especially on the job market, you are so competitive, right? Because you speak at least two languages. And this is something that I always emphasize for my learners. I always say, keep your chin up because you speak at least one more language, sometimes two or three more languages, right? If you stop an average American person in the street and you ask, how many languages do you speak? And what do you hear? One, English, well, right?
No, yeah. Definitely. It's so important for them to learn. And they, you know, they will already have two and they will get another one. And maybe two more, I don't know. So that's, as a woman, we need them as much resources as they are possible there, because we needed them. So I want them to be like that, like, okay, my mother gave me this resource, this and this and this and this. I have a lot of resources to succeed in my life. So that's my goal. that's my goal of educating myself, because they need to have a role model of a mother who, you know, pursued the dreams and the education. And it's very important, especially the world is changing. You need to give the tools to little ones, you know, to learn to move in this changing. So especially for women, say, I want to prepare them for, you know, what the world is coming in the future. So the more prepared they are, not just education, financial, and so understanding women's rights, so all those things, they're going to help them to succeed and help other women in need. So that's all I want. So education has aspects, as I say. So it's very important, not just for my little ones, but for the little women that are seeing us.
Yeah.
So that's my goal.
This is so true. And this is actually one of the things that stood out for me when I met you for the first time, when you joined the Engine program. And initially it was sponsored by Lancome, which meant that the company wanted to empower women and education and careers. And I remember I read your testimonial when Lancome wanted your testimonial. And I had to reread it two times, because it's such a powerful statement that I was reading through. And with a combination of meeting you initially on Zoom, and that picture was complete for me, right? And I said, wow, she's such a powerful and strong woman, and it's amazing. And I remember your comments when I joined your sessions with Professor Baldry, your comments about education, about being a learner and a mother and a woman. It's just amazing. And I don't meet a lot of women nowadays that are so powerful. And I think it's such a value, and it's such a great mindset to have, that you invest in yourself first to be a role model for your daughters. It's amazing.
Thank you. And,
yeah, absolutely. Thank you for inspiring truly other women out there. You came to the United States and you spoke zero English. You found opportunities to study English, which is an obstacle by itself. And I have a personal experience with my mom when she came to the United States, and we started to look for the program for her so she can start learning English. And it wasn't easy. And this is me speaking, who have been in the industry for almost 10 years in the United States. It was such a frustrating experience for me. I'm sure it was the same for her. And it was an aha moment for me as well, because I realized that I was on the other side of the process all the time. Yes, I acknowledge the fact that it's difficult to find opportunities for the newcomers, but I didn't realize it was that difficult. And then it's not just the language, right? Now, when you mention technology, it's also digital skills. Finally, we found the program, but it was remote. Okay. As any program, you know, we need to do the pretest. And the pretest was on the computer. And the skills they wanted, I think that like sharing a mouse remotely with a proctor, I mean, if you don't get help, how do you know that you can share, or how do you know how to share a mouse remotely on Zoom, right? It's just a multi-level process that is not easy for the newcomers. That's why I truly admire you as a person, as a woman, as a mother, as a learner, as we're talking throughout your journey today. And yeah, so when you look at today, So what are you doing to maintain your skills, linguistic skills, or what's your journey like today after 15 years?
After those 15 years learning, I have more resources now. I mean, like I say, thank you to the technology, like I am joining this program on Engine. That helps me a lot. That's one of my resources of learning, you know, keep learning and keep, you know, speaking and listening, because now I'm focused on, I want to know more about the financial field in education for like preschoolers, because I have two little ones. So I'm studying those two topics there on the program. So I'm learning more vocabulary, how to, let's say I want to have a financial advisor. So I learned there the words they use and how to use them.
That's great.
I want to talk about my develop at the school. So I learned there how to understand how is the process of, you know, educate little ones in a classroom. So that's how I keep my, you know, updated, I will say, and learning more. Also, I go to the library, get books there about the topics that I want to read. So though, you know, now I choose the books in English instead of choosing the books in Spanish, because
fantastic. I want to
practice. So that helps me a lot. Every time a new word pop up and say, oh, okay. So I just Google it, like everybody's doing that now.
Yes, yes.
So also you can hear the pronunciation. So that's how I keep updated. I also wanted to talk more with people in English. So I speak with parents in English at the school. So I get new friends. So every time I learned from them, how the way they speak it, because they're, you know, native speakers. So, and I try to, you know, join the program. That's the thing that helps me a lot, because now as a busy mother and busy women, I cannot, unfortunately, join like 2 hours or 3 hours a day in a college, or, you know, like, because you need to drive there. So all the stuff that I'm busy now, but I'm happy that I can have, you know, the program, so I can have like 2 hours or an hour or 20 minutes anytime during the day.
That's fantastic.
That's how helpful is technology, how helpful is this program. So, and how helpful is to have people around who wanted to help, like Professor Susan, like you. So those, you guys are like people helping others. You know, we are a wow. We need the support to stay like this.
Right.
So to stay, if we don't have that, we go. So we fail. So we need other people helping us. So that's to me, it's very important to have other people helping me around.
I'm so glad to hear that, because sometimes we take things for granted and we go with the flow when you say, unfortunately, I don't have time to go to college for various reasons, but I have this platform available to me and I can boost my vocabulary, I can boost my confidence, speaking skills overall. This is great. When you think about the advice that you could give to other women out there who are on the path of English learning or establishing themselves here in the United States, what can it be?
That advice will be, never stop dreaming, because there is always a better life. Imagine what you've been through to get to this country. It was for something. You wanted a better life for yourself, a safe place to live, a better job, a better house, a better education for your kids or for yourself. So keep that in mind all the time. So, and be brave. You need to be brave, hard worker, and never stop dreaming. Because when you are brave, you have that power from nowhere. I don't know. You're brave. You get, sometimes it will not be easy. Sometimes you probably won't sleep for maybe years, because I had to work several hours for many years in order to get financially better. But I never stopped dreaming. As I plan ahead, I say 5 years working hard, and after that I will get to my goals, and then I can have time to study again, to educate, and then I get 2 years of education, and then I go back to look for a better job. So, and it did happen, you know, when you work hard and dream for the best, for the good, you get your dreams and you get your goals. So never stop dreaming, be brave, be honest, very important.
And when you say honest, do you mean honest with others, honest with yourself, or both?
Both. Be honest with others, be honest with yourself. When you're honest, they see that you are clear, you are pure, you want things for good. So you have to have integrity of, you know, be honest, be hard worker, and dream. When people see that you have something for good, they will help you. They will help you. Let's say, I worked for a family for 18 years, 15 years. They saw me in the beginning when I started working with them. I wasn't able to speak very good English, but I told them, after work, I go to take ESL classes. So they saw that. They saw after 2 years, they say, your English has been improving. Congratulations.
Fantastic.
So things like that. And they, one time I was on the phone and working, and I think the owner of the house, he hear me that I was dealing with my car problems. And then he started talking to me, and he says, do you have a problem with your car? And I say, no, I need a new car. So finally I saved the money to get the new car. And I was trying to understand which car. He gave me advices of which car to get.
Wow.
Things like that. No, he saw me that I was brave, that I was smart, because that's true, I have to say it, and that I have a clear, you know, mind of what I want in life. So he advised me on that. I didn't ask him. He just came and say, yeah, this car, you should get this car, it will be good. So things like that, you get other people help you. It can be just a simple advice. It can be, you know, sometimes I needed just an advice and people were there for me. I need help with my work, and people were there helping me. Now I need help with taking care of my daughters if I need something, and I have that help. So I think be brave and be surrounded by good people.
That's so important. Yes, yes. When you were saying all this, and I'm listening, and I'm thinking, yes, it's great to have clear goals and believing in yourself, but it happens with the support, right? Because we can get discouraged pretty easily. There are so many obstacles on the way, especially being new in the country, not knowing many things, or not having a good network system. You don't know many people, right? How do you find the support? How do you find the right support, I would say, right? It's such a challenge as well. Was it challenging for you?
Yes, it wasn't challenging for me, especially in the beginning, okay? Because there is two different people who are newcomers to this country. Some people come to this country, immigrate with education in their countries, a career, financially supported. And there is people who move like I did to this country with nothing, zero, no money, no education, not knowing nobody in this country. So basically you swim through the sharks on your own.
I love that analogy.
and you succeed. You know, I'm alive.
Yes.
But not easy. And I'm on that side of these people that we move here and we need to get education. We need to get a job. We need to get new friends, people who you can trust. Yeah, it was challenging. You need to be smart and you need to be clear with your dreams. Let's say when people see that you are in the good side and you want to do something different and good for your life, the bad people doesn't get around to you because they say like, oh, no, I'm not going to get along with this person. So that was challenging for me, but I learned that I need to get around good people. I have to say in my own that my mother teach us how to choose friends, good friends. And my grandmother, they right away teach us. So these people are not good. These people are not beneficial to you. You should not get along with these people. So that's a keyword. So I learned to get friends with people who I was thinking they're going to help me improve my English skills. They're going to help me improve my quality of living in this country. And of course, I have a family, especially a sister who work here supporting me. We support each other. So you need to find, if you have a friend or a family member, you need to talk to that person and say, let's support each other. I want to go learn English. So you need help with something. Let's say in the beginning, I used to take care of my niece and my nephew for my sister so she can go to work. And then when I needed to go to take English class, she helped me. She sometimes take me to the college because she started driving than me. So things like that. So she helped me with the stuff that I needed and I helped her. So you need somebody to support each other. It's like you need to be. So that's, yeah, it is challenging. It's not easy, but if you have your dreams, you will get it. I will say, yeah, don't look back, but you have to look back at one thing. You already suffered and went through a lot in your country, and you got, I will say, the guts to move to this country for a reason.
Yes.
You won't suffer in here anymore if you have your dreams clear and if you are a good person, a good citizen. So
that's,
you will get.
That's a great, great mindset to have. Definitely. And when you think about the next chapter, what's the next chapter for Maria?
The next chapter for Maria, I'm working on getting my own business. So that's the next chapter for me. I'm thinking I have 2 years, that the 2 years are going to be hard for me because that's when you start a new business. That's the first 2 years are the key word to develop and to get success. So that's the next chapter, Maria, is how I'm going to survive and work in 2 years and then 5 years and then 10 years. And then 20 years, because that's how I see my life. So those 2 years are going to be hard, but then in 5 years I will be better working on my business. And because I want to travel. I want to have a better house for my family, for my daughters and I. So right now I'm working what I need to do, how I'm going to do it to get there. So I want to save money for my daughter's education. So things like that. This is my next chapter, focusing on myself, because I want to be more independent financially. And also, who knows, if in 5 years I can run my business well, maybe I would be able to go to college and get a career as a teacher, because that's my dream.
Interesting. So you want to be a teacher, huh?
Yes. I want to be a teacher because I believe that educating, it's a gift.
Yes.
And why not? I would love to do it. And yeah, I'm sure I can get it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And it's fascinating how you see the path. You think or you plan to get your teacher career through establishing your business first and then move on to that chapter. That's interesting. Wonderful. Well, I guess
that's a keyword. I mean, we don't need to lie ourselves. We need financial base first, and right. Then you can do everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Financial stability is so important, right? And you want to take care of yourself, your family first, and then you will have more resources to achieve other goals in your life. That's so true. Well, I guess the next episode we will be doing about business, how to start your business in the United States, being new in the country. It's just amazing. I just love your mindset, how big you see. You have such a wonderful mindset. And I would love for more people to think the same way and to see a bigger picture, because it's much more interesting. It's not easy. I can only imagine being a mother and a professional and wanting more in life and establishing your own business. It's a lot, but you are able to manage this. Well, first of all, because you are strong, right? And then the second thing is support. So crucial, so important. Well, if you were to give an advice to somebody who is just coming to this country and in the very beginning of the journey of establishing herself or himself in this country, what would you recommend?
Educate yourself, learn English. That will be my first, in the beginning is your first and only goal. It has to be learn English, go to school, find a place that you can study 3 hours a day or 2 hours a day and focus on that. And then after 2 or 3 years, you will be able to get a better job, a better place to live, because when you speak and learn to communicate in this country, your doors open. There is many other opportunities that are coming. So that will be my first advice. Invest in yourself and your education.